All right, we're back now with the great Guardio Flynn from Ipswich High School coaching girls tennis right now. And, Coach, welcome back. I know that you and Coach Kearns go back a little bit. But let me get started with a general question here with tennis. I'm looking at the D4 tennis rankings right now. And, gosh, there are four or five teams from the Cape Ann League ranked all the way down to number from 1 to 11. So a very competitive league for you guys.
Yeah, it's probably the best league around from top to bottom. I mean, Masco is a tremendous team and one of the best teams around. And we all know Masco's origins is from the Cape Ann League.
Mm-hmm.
But with Hamilton Wenham, Linfield, Manchester in Division IV girls tennis, and then you have Newburyport, who's the favorite to win Division III, you know, there's some quality opponents we face week in and week out.
Well, we're going to talk about your team and your girls and the tournament, but I'm going to give you over to Mr. Kearns first and let him talk to you for a while.
Sure.
Okay. You know, guys, thinking about it, we go all the way back to when I first started coaching 20-plus years ago, and we used to always arrange a springtime scrimmage and to get the kids ready to go out there. That was always fun. And then it extended into Bill Love's Beverly Baseball Clinic.
Yep, many a Sunday morning.
many a Sunday morning. That is for sure. One of the factors I think that lends to the dominance of the KPN League is the fact that it's where it's situated. The towns. Have a history of tennis being part of the summertime athletic activity from the parents, and it comes down to the kids. And and a lot of people would say, well, there's a wealth thing in there too, because tennis can be very expensive, a lot of indoor practice time and things like that. But that whole Cape Ann area, you run right up Route 1A, and it's just one dominant team after another. And there's great pride that's taken by those teams and the schools in that community to continue to produce quality tennis teams year after year.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. I mean, that's, you know, with the Manchester Athletic Club, Bass River, there's so many local clubs. But you know what's unique about our team? We're a little bit different. Besides my daughter, who has some experience playing when she was younger at the MAC, my son is a Division I college tennis player at Holy Cross and has had a great career there. My daughter did it for a while, but then, like all Ipswichites tend to do, they get involved in the team sports, which is great in a small community. So she's been part of two state championship volleyball teams. What makes our team different is we have athletes that play tennis. So we have a bunch of volleyball players, a bunch of different athletes that play other sports, but I teach them in gym class, and they've transferred their talents over to tennis, and they've picked it up quickly.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because just last week several of us at Glass High, we were having a conversation, and it went right along that line that the tennis coach, actually, how's the tennis team gotten that good? I mean, the boys' tennis team had a tremendous season this year.
Mm-hmm.
The coach gets the athlete, and he convinces them to pick up the tennis racket and try it. And they're
that's exactly it. And I look at my top two players, Claire Bielitsa, Claire Bielitsa is our number one player. She's a tremendous sophomore volleyball player. I mean, she's an outside hitter. She moves on the court. Just a really good athlete. And our number two player is a freshman all-league field hockey goalie who plays in all these national tournaments, Abby Allen, who they just compete. And then my daughter's our number three, and you know, she's part of the state championship volleyball team. So we throw athletes out there that we hit a ton of tennis balls. We use two ball machines at every practice, and they just are getting better and better, and I think we're playing our best tennis now.
Coach, you don't have very many seniors on the team. As you just mentioned, your top players are underclassmen. But tell me about your captains, please.
Yeah, Baylen Curtis and Maggie McCormick have been tremendous. Baylen's been pretty sick the last week. They're our doubles, our second doubles team usually. She's coming off just a sickness during her graduation. She just hasn't been feeling well. She was at practice today, but she's not quite clear to play doubles yet. If we win tomorrow, we'll look at the future matchup, versus Linfield, where we'll see if she can get back in there. But Maggie McCormick and her have been, tremendous participants. For 3 years, remember you guys, 3 years, 4 years ago, there was no tennis. There was no spring sports because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So these girls missed their freshman year, which is unfortunate.
Now, Gary, let's just take it back. Why did you jump from baseball to tennis? Was it your daughter was coming up?
Yeah, my daughter was coming up, but I also, you know, I run my baseball business with Tom House, and it got to a point where I was training so many players from the area that it was, I would say, a little bit of a conflict of interest when you're coaching up against, you know, the top pitchers from Hamilton and other towns. When you coach them in the off season, I started to feel uncomfortable. You know, with that, like, you know, that's part of my business, and I've always loved tennis, and we have a great athletic director in Ipswich in Tom Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
And when that job opened up, you know, I jumped on it, and I knew my daughter played, and my son had a great, both my sons had great tennis careers at for the boys, but I have the opportunity to coach my daughter, which is great. But I plan on staying longer after she's gone.
Coach, tell me about your season. You are ranked number, what is it, number, where am I? Number 11 in D4. And you got a big game coming up tomorrow against number 6, Mount Greylock, wherever the heck Williamstown is. But tell me about your team, Coach. You're 7-7 now with an opening win in the tournament and a very tough schedule, accordingly, I would presume.
Oh, yeah. Like, we've won every match we could have won, and every match we should have lost, we lost. But again, so the Hamilton-Wenham team is a superior team. Well coached from 1-7 there, tremendous. I really expect them to run the table in Division 4. We've played the Linfields and the Manchesters a lot closer, even though we've lost.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely, know them and know we'd go in as an underdog if we were to get through Mount Greylock. But we know we can compete with them and battle in more of the matches than we've shown so far against, you know, the Hamilton Wenham squad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gord, how does the tournament set up? You don't play your entire team as you would during a regular tournament. Do you just have, you go with number one and number two and just doubles with number one and number two?
Yeah, so what happens is in the Cape Ann League, we do a great job of getting a lot of girls involved in extra matches. So I've got probably 16 or 17 girls that practice with me every day, but only 7 are considered varsity, the 3 singles players and then the top 2 doubles teams. And out of those 5 matches, you win 3, we win the team match overall. But one thing that we have on our team is we have very good depth. Like my 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players can play tennis well. They're just not as well as my second doubles or my first doubles. So, even with Baylen being out and we've had some injuries during the year as we've gone on, we've had players fill that role. So, unfortunately, only 7 get to play, but I wish it was something where we could get, 12 or 13 in, but I know not everybody has 6 beautiful courts like we do at Ipswich.
So Coach,
hop on.
playing tennis and playing baseball in the springtime, I think this is why our New England athletes are so hardy. It's amazing. And softball as well. Lacrosse, not so much, because you're out there just banging away, but, you know, physically. But baseball, softball, you stand around a lot in the cold and the wind. And in tennis, how does it work with the wind, Guardy? Are there techniques that your players can use to combat the wind, whether it's behind you or on the lateral, on the side to you? How do you coach that?
That's a great point. I think it's just through repetition and practicing outside in these extreme conditions. We have a really windy area, and we have a windscreen that protects some of the courts, but it doesn't really protect it with the wind we get. I think I just one thing I coach the players a lot on is being aware of what the wind is doing and where you got to aim, and don't one expression we use, we have a lot of little expressions, but be stronger than your excuses. It's the same for both players, right? We switch ends of the court every odd total game, so we're both experiencing the same thing, therefore there can be no excuse. So if it was like only windy to us and not to the opponent, then you'd have a gripe. So I try to teach them those. Yeah, Timmy, you're from Gloucester. You know, you saw the wind up there. You're definitely used to the wind. You know, you can't, you have to try to make them mentally tough. And Rick, you brought up a great point. You know, we're playing in this extreme wind. We look at our match on Thursday. It's 93 degrees and hot as can be. And then we're out there, you know, today it's 60 degrees, 58, 60, you know, and windy and wet.
Yeah, and the wind chill's below zero.
I know. So you don't know what you're going to get. But, I think it just brings a mentality of, like, even in that really hot weather, versus a good Rockport team, a team that is competitive, you know, our girls really, didn't wilter in the sun.
Tim, some final thoughts.
I'm going to take you a little afield. What's your evaluation of the Red Sox real quick, Guardy?
Well, I knew that Sale was destined to get hurt when he was pitching 110 and 111 pitches coming off Tommy John. I'm like, mid-June was my timeline where he'd go down with something. I don't know what they were thinking, over-pitching him just because he was feeling good early. But I think they're in trouble. I think, the mistakes that they make as a team, it's unfortunate, and the division is so strong. I mean, I'm expecting them, to probably hit a tough skid. And, I think by the All-Star break, you know, obviously I'm rooting for them, but I think just the way their team is shaping up with these injuries and just their overall lack of defense and execution, you know, I have a feeling come All-Star break, they might not even have Sale come back this year.
Woo. Well, all right. Coach, tomorrow, you're heading to Williamstown. The bus leaves at noon, I guess. Where the heck is Williamstown?
Well, we're playing at Williams College.
Okay.
Which is beautiful, which is a NESCAC school. So we're going to be playing on really, really nice courts.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the weather will hold up. That's another story. But, it's out in Western Mass. It's a good 3-plus-hour drive. We'll be ready to play. I've read up a lot about them. I'm expecting a really tough team. We're going to give it a shot, and we're going to really, you know, try to represent not only Ipswich like we always do, but the North Shore and the Cape Ann League. Because we take great pride in, the heavy competition we play, and we want to, represent, the league well.
Hey, you know, I have a final question for both of you guys, and I'll start with you, Tim. You guys, and to say that you're veterans, I think would probably be an understatement, but like Bill Newell and I, and so many of our contemporaries like Mike Grenier, we've been doing this for decades. And yet we still feel like kids inside. And Tim and Guardy, I think you both reflect that. Tim, I know you agree on that.
Oh, yeah. You know, even when you're not coaching anymore, you're looking for the days when the high school season is going to start. You're watching the weather forecast, and you're thinking, oh God, I remember this, you know, and looking forward to getting outside as soon as possible, talking to the other coaches, going to the coaches' meetings, getting the schedules all straightened out. There's just a lot of things that go on in getting your season ready. And Gardy, I know you go through the same thing with the tennis coaches and the tennis schedule and the preparations and all. And I'm sure you even keep one eye, you know, set of scans for the baseball goings on. So clearly, you never let go of it, Rick.
Oh no, that's what makes it great being an American, you know, and being able to be involved in community. And what you guys do such a great job is you bring it all together. And I listen to you guys and follow you guys all the time. And, you know, I still, you know, I got to read it online, the Salem Evening News, but I still get my hard copy. it's what makes this area of the country great. Even though technology has moved in, you know, kids are still kids and competition, especially with young athletes when it's life or death for these kids. I mean, this is their big leagues. A lot of these kids, this is the end of the road. And, have an opportunity to be involved in it and, try to teach them how to compete and be competitive. And that's okay. It's okay to care, and it's okay to, you know, that people like follow you and want to like know how you did. So it's, you guys are the people that bring it all together. But, I just try to facilitate it in the small town of Ipswich.
Well, we got to do this more often, Gardy. We need your expertise, and we'd hope we can invite you on, not necessarily just as the Ipswich coach, but just to talk sports in general.
Oh, anytime. Well, I'm listening on the other end.
That's great.
I appreciate you guys.
Oh, thanks so much, Coach, and good luck. Let's do it again as soon as you guys continue winning.